Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There's a deadline approaching that has nothing to do with getting the turkey into the oven. On Capitol Hill, they're talking not about making cranberry sauce, but about making sausage. Maybe it is better not to see the laws being made, but in this case, it's vitally important that the law gets made, and it turns out that may not happen. This Wednesday, November 23rd, the bipartisan Congressional Supercommittee must reach a deal on a strategy to reduce the deficit by more than $1 trillion or face some serious penalties. And at least one of the 12 members of that committee seems to be a little doubtful. Here's Representative James Clyburn, a Democrat from South Carolina.
50-50.
That doesn't seem very optimistic.
Well, I think the odds are 50-50. We'll do something.
We have Representative Clyburn in just a moment, speaking with us in just a moment. First, though, our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Celeste.
I'm told that there's actually talk at this point that instead of actually triggering the severe penalties, which were supposed to be their motivation for reaching a deal, they might try to get rid of the penalties themselves. Is that possible?
Sure it is. Congress made the law. Congress can undo the law. We talked a little bit about undoing the sequester the other day here on the show. If the super committee should fail, the sequester, which is the cuts to defense and the cuts to discretionary spending like Medicare and other areas, the things that were supposed to keep the super committee on track because no one wants those cuts to happen, well, those cuts, those enforcement mechanisms go into place, but not until 2013. Got about a year. So yes, the sequestration goes into effect, but the hammer doesn't fall right away. That gives Congress about a year to wiggle out from under the sequester. And there are plenty of members right now, mostly on the Republican side, trying to forecast if the super committee fails to undo those enforcement mechanisms. That's happening.
That's our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Todd, stay with us. So we have Representative Clyburn, James Clyburn of South Carolina, with us on the phone. So are you one of those who's thinking you might get rid of the penalties rather than reach a deal?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Absolutely not. I do believe that it will be breaking faith with the American people if we do not reach some agreement. And we'll also be breaking faith if we were to try to get around the sequester. The fact of the matter is the president has indicated, he's not issued a veto threat formally, that he will frown upon any attempt to get around the sequester. So I'm hopeful that between now and Monday afternoon, we can get something to the CBO so that we can get it scored and have it done 48 hours later on Wednesday.
Well, if we're to believe what you said yesterday, you're hopeful only to 50%. So let me ask you, what's holding it up? I mean, the idea was that it would be easier for 12 people to sit down in a room and reach a compromise than 435 in the House of Representatives, right? So, okay, there's only 12 people there. What is it that's keeping you from reaching a compromise?
Well, this is a democratic process, and we talk about the 50-50. I was kind of playing upon the composition of the committee. There are six Democrats and six Republicans, 50-50. There are six senators and six House members, 50-50. So the committee itself was created in order to get one side or the other to step out of their comfort zone. So you can't do anything unless you get at least seven votes for it. And so that means at least you got to, if you got all House members, you got to get a senator or vice versa. And the same thing with Democrats versus Republicans. So we are really wrestling with two different philosophies. I, for one, do not believe that we have a fair system of taxation in this country. We got policies in place that every study that I've seen this year indicate that over the last 30 years, because of our tax policies, we have seen the wealthy get more wealthy and the poor get more poor. And the wealth gap is widening in this country, and everybody knows it's because of the tax policy.
All right, but Congressman, it really doesn't matter at this point what any individual member believes. This is about what you can actually get done. And the polls among the American people say they don't care if you go back and undo sequestration. They don't care if you find an agreement in the supercommittee. They don't care. They just want you to do something. I don't think Americans care if it's the supercommittee or the full Congress that takes care of this.
Well, I understand that, and I believe that. I go home to my district every month. I go through the airports. People saying, please, just get this done. But the fact of the matter is, I haven't seen a single person who wants me to vote to cut Medicare or to destroy Social Security. People believe that Social Security and Medicare ought to be there for them in their golden years. And a lot of my Republican friends, as Newt Gingrich once said, want to see it wither on the vine.
But
and that's
can't
not
they
what
say,
they want me to do.
Sorry, we're speaking with James Clyburn, a Democrat from South Carolina. Can't the Republicans say the same thing? Can't they say none of their constituents want them to raise taxes? I mean, this is basically the issue, that we have these principles in place. The Democrats want to protect entitlements. The Republicans refuse to have tax increases. But while everyone's standing on principle, we're never going to reach a compromise.
These are not necessarily the principles. Every wealthy person that I have talked to, and there are a lot of them in my district, I interact with bankers and very wealthy people who tell me, we want to give up more. We believe we can afford to give more. Now, I don't know exactly where my Republican friends are getting their advice from. It's from one person to whom they have signed over all of their thought processes, and that is Grover Norquist. I don't know where he gets that much authority from, but all the people who will get this tax tell me they should get it.
Well, let me
and
ask
so that's
you.
That's the difference here. When you tell me that all the people who will pay the tax don't mind paying it, but you still will not vote to do it, it tells me you've made a political calculation, not what's in the best interest of the country.
But you would, in which case, you'd rather have it go to the automatic cuts to Medicare and defense?
No, I would not. And that's what I said at the outset. I would rather that we do something. But I can only control one vote.
Yeah.
And I am all for voting. There's something on the table right now that I agree to, and it ticks their number.
Right.
$300 billion in cuts. We have accepted their number.
All right, we'll have to leave it there.
Refuse. We have accepted their number.
Reds Representative James Clyburn, Democrat from South Carolina. He's a member of the Super Committee. They have until next Wednesday to reach a deal. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.